And there are some signs that while the northern part of the state may have maxed out on charter schools, at least for now, two new schools may be coming in Sussex County, where charters have largely been absent over the years. Let's start with Sussex Montessori, which seems to be the closer of the two to opening. What can you tell us about that school that's coming to Sussex?
Okay, Sussex Montessori, it's pretty much a sure thing. It has all of the needed approvals from the state to open a kindergarten through third grade program for about 260 students in the fall of 2020, and then add a grade a year until it becomes a K-6 school in 2023. The school would be located on the former Wheaton Farm on the west side of Seaford. Organizers say they're targeting the area from Bridgeville to Laurel in western Sussex, and they hope that a majority of their students will come from either minority or low-income families.
And then there's the Brian Stevenson School for Excellence. What's its story?
Okay, well, the Stevenson School, it would be a high school, and the organizers plan to apply for a charter later this year. So this is not quite in the sure thing category. Now, if they win approval for their charter application, that would come next spring, and then that would put the school on track to open as early as the fall of 2021. Now, the school's organizers are looking for a site in the Georgetown, Milton, Lincoln area in central to eastern Sussex County. The school is named for Brian Stevenson. He's a Milton native, Cape Henlopen High School graduate, who's gained national recognition for his founding and leading the Equal Justice Initiative, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing legal representation to people who have been wrongly convicted, to prisoners who lack the resources to pay for legal representation, and to people who have been denied a fair trial. Alana Berry, who is a founder and the chairperson of the school's board of directors, says the concept that they're working on is to create a school that's based on service learning. They would bring nonprofits and community organizations in as partners in the educational operation, and these nonprofits and community organizations would also give students workplace experiences that parallel what they're learning in the classroom.
Is there a reason Sussex County has not seen more charters before now, and is there a sense of what the level of interest in charters is in Sussex County?
Well, again, this is somewhat speculative here. I mean, the county only has one charter school, the Sussex Academy for the Arts and Sciences, which is nearly 20 years old. It's a middle and high school. It's located in Georgetown, fairly centrally located. So that's sort of a plus for it. But, you know, another charter opened in 2001, and it didn't even last a year. So why haven't charters taken hold in Sussex? I'm going to say, the basic reason is that, this is still largely a rural area, strong tradition of local schools in the county. You know, and when we're talking rural, that means that your local school, isn't necessarily around the corner, but it might be 3, 4, 5 miles away. If you just apply that logic and, toss a charter school into the mix, there's a very strong likelihood that the charter school for many people is going to be farther away than the neighborhood school, the so-called neighborhood school is. And if you like your neighborhood school, there might not be a whole lot of reason to travel even farther to go for a charter. So now, if you start looking at why we're getting new charters now, there haven't been many choices, as I've indicated, for Sussex families. So now, if you're going to start by offering Sussex families a choice, there's something to be said for going with the Montessori method, and series of educational theories that have won a pretty good following in many parts of the country for 110 years. So, that's kind of a safe starting point. There's probably some sort of a critical mass. We're not quite sure how large that would be interested in this approach. Now, Linda Zankowski, who's the head of the Sussex Montessori Board, says she's hopeful that there's enough interest here that they'll be able to hold a lottery because they would like to get even more applicants than there are seats available. If they get a lottery, that certainly proves the point that there's interest. As for the Stevenson School, Alana Berry points out that they had a fundraiser a couple of weeks ago in Rehoboth, and you know, as far as she's concerned, you know, if you can raise funds for a school, that's definitely an indicator of community interest. All of the tickets that they had available were sold. So again, whether this base constitutes a critical mass or not, that remains to be seen. But there is certainly a level of interest there.